Hey, we are in the last part of James chapter 4, beginning in verse 13. And this part of our lesson we're calling Business as Usual. The world right now, one of the messages that the world is really pushing heavily is that you can have it all. That's the world's slogan right now. Okay, you can have it all, and in fact, I know what they mean by this, but it's just another example of it. You know, priority car dealerships. You know, that's their, that's their slogan, right? You can have it all. All the stuff that goes in, with taking care of cars and so forth. Oprah Winfrey, very famously. And you know how much influence Oprah has, on a lot of folks, unfortunately. Okay? But Oprah Winfrey's, her thing is, you can have it all, just not all at once. Okay? And that's one of the things that Oprah pushes a lot. Mary Kay, how many of y'all ladies know who Mary Kay is, right? Okay? Mary Kay has a book that's titled, You Can Have It All. Lifetime Wisdom from America's Foremost Woman Entrepreneur. You can have it all. That's the message that the world is telling us that we can do. Okay? And it's all about getting as much as you possibly can in life. What we need to understand is that self-determination is a good thing. We've got to make an effort to make it in life, but we've got to have some reality surrounding those efforts. Okay? And unfortunately, what's happened with so many people and in so many situations is that people are living by that idea that you can have it all. And they're chasing after things that, they don't really need, for one thing. And they're chasing after some things at the neglect of other things. See? They're chasing after, the things that are screaming, and they're not paying attention to the important things. And so we're going to see in this particular part of our study how we need to be focusing on, as we do things in the world and as we focus on things in the world and doing things and accomplishing things, where our priorities really need to be. Question is, who is in control? Okay, who is in control? We like to think that we're in control of our lives, don't we? Right, but the reality is that we have very little control over our lives. Very little control, indeed. Let's take a minute and just brainstorm. What are some of the things that we really can control in our lives? What kinds of things do you really have control over, realistically? Okay, our actions. All right, whether I study or not. Our attitude. Okay. Our tongue. Okay. Okay. You have control over whether you want fries with that, right? Whether you want paper or plastic. But even that, if they don't have paper, then you got to take plastic, so you don't have a total control over that, right? Things of that nature that, we have a certain amount of control over. But really, realistically, beyond that, how much do we really have control over? Let's flip it around for a moment here, and let's be specific. What are things that we have little or no control over? Weather, okay. All right. We complain about that a lot, don't we? Okay. Complain about the weather all the time. When it's cold, we can't wait till it gets warm. When it gets warm, we can't wait till it gets cold again. And when it's raining, we want it to stop. And when it's dry as can be, we want it to rain. We're just never satisfied, are we? We don't have any control over. What else? What other things do we not have any control over? Married children, okay. I think a lot of people just say children. You know, okay, all right. Taxes, okay. Got to pay them, don't you? Okay, yeah, we have no control over what other people do, do we? You know, we talked back, you know, it's been several weeks now, a couple months ago, we're doing one of our series and lessons, and we were talking about, you know, how much control we have, you know, and remember I mentioned to you that yellow line that's down the middle of the highway, you know? How much control do you have over whether or not the driver that's in that car that's coming towards you is going to stay on their side of the road? You don't have any control over it. People die every day from accidents just like that, and we have no control over it. Whether that driver that got in his car drunk as he can be, and he's going to cross the line and run into you, kill your family, whatever, injure you, maim you for life, whatever the case, happens every day. We have no control over those kind of things. Okay. What else don't we have control over? I'm sorry? Our future? Time? Okay. All right. Time, future. Okay. What can we do about any of those things? Not a thing. Okay. Solomon tells us that we don't have as much control as in the world, as much control over things as the world thinks that we do. All right? Take a look at Proverbs 16 and verse 9. What? Read it for us. Okay, what is he telling us? The wise man here is telling us what? We make all these plans. We make them in our heart. But the end result is what? God's the one who's making it happen, right? He's the one who's guiding the steps, right? Okay, all right. Ecclesiastes 9, 11 and 12. You get somebody to read that for us. How much control do we really have? Ecclesiastes 9, verses 11 and 12. Who's got it? Lynette? Telling us here. The world's concept is if you're the strongest, then you're going to win the battle, right? If you're the fastest, you're going to win the race. If you're the richest, you're going to have all the stuff you need, right? All of those kinds of things. But the reality is, the wise man here is telling us what? not how it happens in real life, not in the world. See? Because always somebody faster, always somebody stronger, there's always somebody wiser, there's always somebody richer. There's and life just doesn't work out the way we want it to and think that it should. Okay? And partly because God has other plans, doesn't He? Okay? We may think we've got it all together, and we got it all planned out, but God, sometimes He's got other things in store. The reality is that not everything is up to us. And much of life is completely out of our control. Okay? So when it comes to being in control, then perhaps we need to be more satisfied with making the decisions like whether or not we do want fries, you know, with our burger, or we want paper or plastic bags and so forth, and realize that sometimes that's about all we got. And be content that we get to make those decisions.
You know, Russ, picking up on what Ray said a while ago, and I think we've all heard it, the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. It doesn't matter if the Lord's willing, the creek don't bother.
Yeah.
If He can take care of the creeks, He can, you know, take care of anything.
That's right.
So he's putting that part on there, putting limitations on God.
And, you know, and of course, and part of this, and we're going to get into, probably not today, in the next part of our lesson next week, we'll talk about the second part of it, is, you know, that whole issue of, you know, the Lord's will in all of these things. Before we get to that, though, let's take a look at how James begins, you know, talking about this thing. You know, some of the translations, verse 13, he starts out by saying, "Come now." Okay? Which is really, in a sense, it's a call by James to reality. It is an expression that basically means, come on, you know better than that. Okay? You know better than that. You know, you're fooling yourselves. He's addressing people who have their whole future all planned out for them. They got it all laid out. Here's, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and this is going to happen, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and all these things are going to happen, and this is the way life's going to work out for me. Okay? And James basically started out going, you know better than that. Okay? Do you really think that you have that much control? William Meckling, 21-year-old Notre Dame student who was supposed to graduate today. Yesterday, about 3-something in the morning, William fell off the roof of the basketball arena and died. What was he doing up there? Who knows? He was up there with a couple of other guys that, as a report I read, said they gained access to a lower part of the roof. Roof was a little wet. He slipped and fell off the roof and died. Let's graduate today. That is life planned out for him. And response to that kind of a thing, and you just look at your faces, you're going, how terrible. Tragedy. And it is. And people would say, but that's not supposed to happen. You know, he spent all this money, probably got all these loans that he's going to, you know, somebody's going to have to pay back, you know, for this college education. He's not going to get to use. It's not supposed to happen that way, is it? But it does. That's the reality of life. You say, well, we have some control because, you know, if he had gone up on a roof, then might still be alive. Yeah, well, but, you know, if a frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his butt when he jumped, somebody said. There's all kinds of ifs, okay? if we did this or we didn't do that and so on and so forth, then maybe this wouldn't happen. But the fact is, it did. And that's the realities of life. Right. And so we need this awakening call that James Jordan's saying, come on, you know better than that. Life doesn't always work out the way we think it is supposed to, and the way we want it to, and the way we plan it to. It doesn't always happen that way. And that's the reality that James is going to be calling us back to. Brian?
Like you're saying, it happens every day. If you just pay attention to it, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But those who are in the field,
every day. I forget the statistic. I don't remember now what it is. I read it one time, and I don't remember how many people die in accidents every day in America. Okay, I don't remember how many thousands it is. Okay, that's just in accidents. Okay, and I bet you that if you were to ask any one of those people, if you would be able to, if you knew you were going to die today, would you have gotten out of bed? No way. I'm going to stay right here. They're going to keep themselves from dying. Well, you know, maybe they would have had the roof fall in on them. They're going to die anyway. See? You're right, because we go out into the world expecting, and we've got our plans for today, right? And our agenda and our calendar has got all these activities, and this is what we've got to do today. Let me ask it to you this way. Let me hold off on this part. We'll come down to that here in just a minute. What we're reading about, let me get somebody to read this whole section for us, beginning in verse 13 down to verse 17. Somebody read that for us. Okay, so what are we reading about here, in essence? The first part of this, we're reading basically about a business trip, aren't we? Okay, and you know, if you think about it, you know, these are plans that are being made for a business trip that really kind of seem reasonable, don't they? Okay, in fact, most likely, that's the way that most people make their plans, isn't it? Okay. So, it's business as usual. I'm going to go do this, I'm going to go do that. When I get done with that, I'm going to go here. I've got this person to meet, I've got this person to talk to, I've got this to do and accomplish, and we plan out our day that way, don't we? See? How many of you keep a calendar? I'm talking about like a day planner. Come on, admit it. Okay. Do what? Yeah, you know, I got mine on my phone. You know, you call me and say, hey, what are you doing? Wait a minute, let me put you on the speakerphone. I can go to my calendar page, you know, and check in and see what I'm doing here. So we, you know, we plan our things, don't we? Is there anything necessarily wrong with that? Yeah, we're gonna talk more about that again a little bit later. But what we want to do is we're talking about this business trip that's being planned out, okay? And it may seem like it's, you know, on the one hand, it's very reasonable to plan these things out that way. But on the other hand, it really is incredibly presumptuous in a lot of ways, okay? And the reason I say that is because it assumes that the planner knows several things. All right, let's go down and look at these things. It assumes, in other words, that the planner knows the time of the venture. Notice that he says today or tomorrow. Okay, so it assumes we know when this is going to take place. It assumes, secondly, the place. Okay, I'm going to go to this city or that city. So the planner knows that. It assumes, thirdly, the length of stay. We're going to spend a year there. Okay. It assumes then next the activity that will be done during that time and in that place, that is trade. And then finally, it assumes the outcome. We will make great gain. So these are all assumptions that the person would be making while they are putting together their plans. Now, again, you put together your day planner, your calendar of activities. How many of those assumptions do you make? Okay.
The biggest assumption is you assume you're going to live. We don't know if we're going to live another hour a day.
Okay. And that's what he talks about next here. But the reality is we put together our day, and I look at my calendar. I start out my day, and I open up my calendar to see what do I got on my day today. What do I got scheduled? Who am I supposed to meet today? Where am I supposed to be? And all those kind of things. Because otherwise, if I didn't do that, I wouldn't know what in the world I was doing. Of course, some of you say you don't know that anyway, Russ. But we plan things. We have to plan some things. Otherwise, we just kind of sit around going waiting to see what's going to happen, right? So we have to plan some things. But when we're making those plans, we have to understand we're making a lot of assumptions here. Okay? And those assumptions, in a lot of ways, are based on things, everything continuing on how? Business as usual, as they always have. Okay? There's two problems with this kind of thinking. All right? The first one is that we are far too ignorant of the future to speak so positively about it. Okay? As James says here, you don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring, let alone a year from now. See, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. How can you make such firm plans for a year when you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow? Life's going to keep on going, isn't it? That's exactly right. Let me ask you this question. Okay, think about this a minute. 1 year ago, think back, 1 year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, did you know that what's going on in your life today is what would be going on? How many things have changed in the last year in your life? Where you can look back and go, today, a year ago, I never would have thought that what I'm doing right now, I'd be doing, or this would be happening in my life. Whether it's a health issue, whether it's loved ones that are gone, whether it's a job change, name it, whatever. A year ago, did you know that what's going on in your life right now would be going on? But we assumed, didn't we? A year ago, that a year from now, a year from then, we would be doing something and continuing on with whatever. Just like today, you know, you look at what's going on in your life and you're planning out for, you know, well, next year we're going to do this. You know, how many of you got vacations planned this summer? Yeah, we've got some vacation plans. I'm going to go and spend some time with them grandkids and spoil them some more. Okay? If the Lord allows me to. But we got plans for that. Okay? But there's no guarantee that those things are going to happen. Because we don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what the rest of the day is. How many of you got plans for the day? I know some of you already decided where you're going to have for lunch today. Hope Russ doesn't preach too long this morning as we can get out. We've got to beat the Baptist to the restaurant because I want to eat at this place. And then I'm going to do this afternoon. And you got it all planned out for the day, don't you? How do you know you're even going to live through the day? Okay. Brian? Let me ask you this question. How many times have you planned something out? Whether it be your day, you know, and your day planner, or whether it be a specific activity. How many times have you planned something out, all the details, what have you, only to have your plans change at the last minute? Ever happened to you? Yeah. All the time, doesn't it? What does that tell you? Your wife is in control. Oh, me. He says that with such seriousness. Oh. But you know, really, if you think about it, you know, just take that as an example to realize how many times you had to change your plans because, you know, on the way you got a flat tire. Something as simple as that. You didn't plan to get a flat tire. You didn't plan for your car to break down on the side of the road. And you certainly didn't plan for that guy that wasn't paying attention to run into the back of you at the intersection, right? And now you're in an accident. You certainly didn't plan to get up this morning and have a cold. Say, or whatever else that happens where we end up having to change our plans.
Well, I kind of, when you make a plan, whether it's for the day, for the week, or for the year, how often do you really make these plans not first?
Right. Okay.
You hit the floor running in the morning and there is no thought about asking God to be in that day with you, guide you, whatever you have. And then to be willing to accept God's decision for you. Your plan may be whatever it is, and God may at the last minute say, you know, it's going to go in a different direction.
Right.
Are we willing to accept this? Which a lot of times then we go, you know, I don't know why this happened. And I don't understand why. And I made all these plans and nothing worked out. Well, maybe we should come to this with God that way.
Yes?
I do. But see, Stan, I think too that we have God and that we just assume. That's not a mistake. We assume.
Yeah.
We assume that God is going to allow us to do this. We assume that because He did it before. You know, we. Mm-hmm. Call ourselves making plans because we know we got to do things decent and in order. And then we try to follow the plan or have a means because we know if we don't, then everything will just be chaos. And so if God allows us to get some of the stuff done that we want to get done,
we realized that was a blessing. And then we just assumed that he's going to keep on giving us this. And we, instead of each day and each moment, more like keeping him first and foremost, we get consumed with what the object is that we're trying to do.
Right.
And we still assume that, yeah, God got my back. God got my back, you know. And that's our big goal.
I think you're exactly right. Okay. How many times have you gone to bed at night? Perhaps maybe you couldn't sleep because you're thinking about what you've got to do tomorrow. Any of y'all ever do that? Okay. I'm glad I got somebody I can pick on. Now, we do that. We go to bed, you know, we're thinking about what we got all on our agenda for the next day already. See? Let me suggest something to you. When I go to bed at night, I pray two main things. Number one, I ask God to allow me to rest peacefully. Okay? So that, okay, I can get the rest I need, and I specifically pray and ask Him so that whatever God has in store for me tomorrow, that I will be able to tend to it. If He decides to give me tomorrow, I always include that. Recognize that, you know, I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. I might not wake up in the morning. But I try to pray that all the time so that it keeps me and reminding me that, you know what? God is the one who's got my day. It's not mine, it's His. Whatever He brings before me, it's His stuff, not mine. And if He's going to give me this day, then I want to be able to have the energy and what I need to be able to do what He gives me today to do. But if He doesn't give me this day, that's okay too. And I tell Him that. Okay? I don't usually have a whole lot of problem going to sleep at night. Jenny? Absolutely. We need to understand who the day belongs to. See, who everything in our day belongs to. It doesn't belong to us. Okay? Remember we talked about in a previous lesson, we talked about the fact that our life is God's movie, right? We have a small part in God's movie. It's not a movie about us. Okay, it's God's movie. And that brings us to the second thing here with this. The problem of this kind of thinking is that we are too temporary to speak in permanent terms. Okay, notice that he says, you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. So, you know, we don't have enough information about the future to have enough confidence to make plans this way. And secondly, what does he say? Your life, what is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes. You don't even know if you'll be here tomorrow. Much less, okay, what you'll be doing. Because all of that rests in God's hands. It is God's life. It is God's day. And it all belongs to Him. But we speak and we act in terms of my day and my plans. See, this is what I've got to do. Perhaps if we change that around and started asking God to show us what He's got in store for us to do, we might start recognizing a few things differently. In other words, maybe that person that came into your life today and, you know, you have no idea why. Maybe it's because God decided to bring that person into your life, and maybe you missed it because you weren't paying attention. Because you were too concerned about your day and your plans rather than his. Brian, you had your hand up a moment ago. Then I'll hit you, Ray. And yet, what's one of the things that we get irritated and frustrated about the most in our day? Yeah. When people mess up our plans, right? They mess up my day. I've got this to do. I don't have time for this. See? And yet again, it's not ours to begin with. It's his. Okay, Ray, you had a thought, comment? Now we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Don't get ahead of me now. Don't get ahead of me. Okay? Hey, hold your thought. I'm going to call on you in a minute, all right? Go over to Luke chapter 12, all right? Be ready, all right? Okay? But, you know, when you think about it, you know, what we're saying here, you know, we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. That's not the most comforting thought, you know, in the world is. And it's certainly not one of the most comforting thoughts that the Bible has to teach us. But it is reality. And that's what we've got to deal with. Compared to the vast scope of eternity, in other words, as the phrase is, you know, when you look at the big picture, okay, it's kind of like, you know, one of those pictures of Where's Waldo? All right, and you're trying to find yourself in your life in the big picture of eternity. How easy do you think that would be to find that? Not easy at all. Because you're just a little dot in there. Now, you are an important dot to God. Okay, in his big picture of everything, everybody is important. Don't lose sight of that. But we are not as important as we put ourselves up to be. Okay, that's where the problem comes in. Because we make life all about us. In Job 7, Job says, "Remember that my life is a breath." Okay? A breath. How long is a breath? You just took that. Hopefully. Okay? In the big picture of things, that's how long your life is. See? Job says, "Remember that my life is a breath." Psalm 39, verses 4 through 6. Let me get somebody to go over there and read that for us, please. And then you guys got Luke 12, right? Okay. Psalm 39, verses 4 through 6. Who's got it? Beverly, go ahead. How long is our life? That long. And we heap up riches, we do all this stuff, it's all in vain. All right. Psalm 78, verse 39, He remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes and comes not again, the psalmist said. A wind. That's how quickly our lives come and go in this life. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus tells the parable of the rich fool. What is he telling us here? Read verses 16 through 20, if you would, there. You work, store up all this stuff so that you can do what? Sit back and take it easy. And die. And who gets it all? Somebody else. See? All the plans that we have, there's no guarantee that we're going to get to enjoy those. Go back over to James chapter 1. Look at what he says beginning in verse 9. We studied this earlier. He says, the brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position, but the one who is rich should take pride in his low position. Look what he says, because he will pass away like a wildflower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business. Okay? We are too temporary to be speaking in such permanent terms. Okay? We need to understand, first of all, we don't know. We don't have enough information about what the future is going to bring. And we have no guarantee that we're even going to live out this day, let alone what tomorrow is going to bring. See? We would do very well to remember, then, that life is uncertain. Let me close this morning with this quote from Tommy. He says, "We will all leave this life with unfinished plans and projects, unachieved goals, unwritten books, unmended relationships, unmade trips and unmade beds, things we thought we would accomplish but simply ran out of days for doing them." So to make the kind of concrete, James would say boastful, there in verse 16, those concrete plans that James describes, he says, is really pretty foolish. Now, next week, because I know y'all have been just kind of wanting to do this, all right, but I'm going to have to hold you off here now. Next week, here's our plans, okay? Lord willing, okay? If we are all still here, if I'm still here, if somebody else has to step in, they teach whatever they want to, okay? If I'm still here and you're still here, then next week we're going to talk about just the whole idea. Well, wait a minute. Does that mean we're not supposed to make any plans at all? right? So let's focus on doing that, and let's make sure that we understand the role that making plans needs to have in our lives. All right? Thank you all very much.